Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Tribalnomics Laws, Leadership, and Tactics for the Tribal Minded by Justin Garcia. Is a self-help and leadership book built around the idea that human relationships are governed by tribal dynamics, alliance, and behavior-based judgment. Rather than treating personal growth as an isolated internal project, the book frames development through the quality of one's circle, the clarity of one's values, and the ability to recognize who merits trust, energy, and commitment. Garcia, who presents himself as a martial arts instructor, coach, husband, father, and entrepreneur, uses that background to argue for practical systems rather than abstract theory. The book is aimed at readers who want usable principles for family life, business leadership, and self-management. Its purpose is to help people reduce confusion in relationships, strengthen loyalty and accountability, and make decisions with greater clarity about who is aligned, who is supportive, and who is not. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tribal identity as the organizing principle of relationships. The book's central idea is that people do not operate as detached individuals, but as members of overlapping tribes, alliances, and circles of influence. Garcia uses tribal language to explain why some relationships strengthen a person while others drain or destabilize them. This approach shifts attention away from vague ideas of positivity and toward concrete social alignment. The practical value of the framework is that it asks readers to evaluate relationships by behavior, loyalty, and shared direction rather than sentiment alone. That makes the book less about general self-improvement and more about social sorting, identifying which connections support growth, which are neutral, and which create friction. The tribal model also implies that belonging is not automatic. It must be earned through conduct and maintained through consistency. In that sense, the book treats social life as structured, not random, and encourages readers to become more deliberate about where they place trust and commitment. Secondly, the distinction between catharsis and investment. One of the more distinctive ideas in the book is the contrast between catharsis and investment. Catharsis suggests emotional release, venting, or temporary relief, while investment means putting energy into people, habits, or actions that produce durable returns. Garcia presents many obstacles as the result of confusing the two. In practice, this means a person may feel better after expressing frustration, but still make no progress if that expression is not paired with disciplined action. The same distinction applies to relationships. Not every person deserves the same level of emotional expenditure or effort. The framework is useful because it forces prioritization. Readers are asked to consider whether their attention is being spent on short-term emotional discharge or on building something functional. This is a familiar but often underdeveloped problem in self-help writing, and the book's value lies in naming it plainly. It suggests that maturity is partly the ability to redirect energy from emotional reflex towards strategic commitment. Thirdly, who is in, who is down, and who is not. Another key framework in the book is the classification of people into those who are in, who are down, and who are not. While simple, this triage system is meant to create clarity about loyalty, alignment, and participation. Someone who is in is fully aligned with the mission or relationship. Someone who is down may support the direction, but not with equal consistency or commitment. Someone who is not is outside the circle and should not be treated as if they have the same standing as insiders. The value of this model is its refusal to blur boundaries. Many personal and professional problems arise when people expect equal access, equal trust, or equal influence from individuals who have not demonstrated equal reliability. Garcia's model encourages readers to replace wishful thinking with behavioral evidence. That can be effective in families, teams, and businesses where unclear expectations create conflict. It is also one of the book's more controversial elements because it privileges firm categorization over softer relational approaches. But that firmness is precisely part of its design. Fourthly, leadership as pressure management and role discipline. The leadership dimension of the book reflects Garcia's coaching background and his emphasis on operating under pressure. Leadership here is not presented as charisma or vision alone. It is the ability to keep functioning when conditions are difficult, emotionally charged, or unstable. The book suggests that leaders fail when they become reactive, vague, or governed by inner fragility. Instead, effective leadership requires discipline in how one interprets events, assigns responsibility, and responds to tension. This makes the book especially relevant to people managing households, small businesses, or teams, because those settings often combine emotional and practical demands. Garcia's leadership model is role-based. A person must understand what is required of a father, husband, founder, or manager, and then act accordingly. That focus on role clarity helps explain why the book appeals to readers seeking structure rather than inspiration. It frames leadership as a repeatable set of behaviors that can be learned, refined, and applied across contexts, not as a personality trait reserved for a few gifted people. Lastly, goals must match identity and values. A recurring practical argument in the book is that goals are only meaningful when they align with identity and values. Garcia rejects the idea that a person can simply adopt goals because they sound admirable or socially approved. If a goal does not resonate with what someone believes, values, or recognizes as part of who they are, it will lack staying power. This is an important corrective to generic goal-setting advice, because it explains why many plans fail, even when they are clearly defined. The issue is not only discipline, but internal congruence. The book therefore encourages readers to ask whether their ambitions are rooted in authentic priorities or borrowed from outside expectations. That makes the framework both psychological and practical. It links motivation to self-definition. In application, this means choosing targets that are not just ambitious, but personally meaningful enough to sustain long-term effort. The result is a model of achievement that depends less on external pressure and more on coherent identity. In conclusion, Tribalnomics is best suited for readers who want a direct, systematized approach to relationships, leadership, and personal discipline. It will likely appeal to entrepreneurs, parents, managers, martial arts practitioners, and self-improvement readers who prefer practical categories over abstract reflection. Its main benefit is clarity. It gives language for judging alignment, loyalty, and energy investment in a way that can influence decisions in both personal and professional settings. The book can help readers become more selective about where they place trust, more disciplined in how they manage emotional reactions, and more honest about whether their goals are actually connected to their values. What distinguishes it from many books in the same genre is its tribal and behavioral framework. Instead of treating growth as purely individual or purely motivational, it presents growth as relational, role-based, and dependent on the quality of one's circle. That makes it more rigid than some self-help books, but also more concrete. Readers looking for nuanced but highly usable principles will find it more actionable than inspirational. Its appeal lies in turning social judgment and leadership into an explicit method rather than leaving them as vague instincts. If you would like to support Justin Garcia, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.